Well, yesterday was Easter Sunday for followers of Orthodox Christianity, the majority religion of both Russia and Ukraine. But despite calls for a holiday ceasefire in Ukraine, Russia's military did not let up in their continued attacks. This has only highlighted the divisions within the church between those loyal to the pro-Putin Moscow patriarchy and those sympathetic to the plight of Ukrainian citizens. We're going to take a closer look. We are going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Aristotle Papanikolaou. He's co-founding director of the Orthodox Christian Studies Center at Fordham University. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Can you describe the religious landscape of Russia and Ukraine?
Yes. I mean, I think there's two things to consider. One is the fact that the history goes back. Orthodox Christianity did start in Kyiv, and then, you know, it gets complicated after that. The Russian Empire starts to emerge. And so to some extent, Putin's rhetoric includes this idea of Russian world, where he sees Russians and Ukrainians really having a kind of common religious heritage, and almost seeing a kind of independent Ukrainian state as an anomaly. And not only that, but in Ukraine, there are many parishes under the jurisdiction of Patriarch Kirill, who is the head bishop of Russia and of Moscow. That will pretty much change now, given this war. There's one other factor very quickly that I'd like to speak to. Putin does use a lot of rhetoric about how Ukraine is being pulled towards Europe and being pulled towards liberal values. So Russia really does see itself as a kind of global leader of traditional values. In fact, they've made many alliances with American evangelicals. And so that there's another religious kind of angle there as well, in terms of them trying to keep Ukrainians, whom they see as, having this common shared heritage, being pulled away from sort of this godless European liberalism.
So Kirill is very pro-war within Russia.
Yeah.
This has to lead to a schism within the church. It has. Is it permanent?
We don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens there. Yes, he has supported the war, and people within Ukraine know that. There are many parishes technically under the spiritual jurisdiction of Kirill. But many of those bishops, it's called the Ukrainian Orthodox Church Moscow Patriarchate, but many of those bishops, many of those priests, the lay people, obviously, has been pleading with Kirill to speak out against the war, to ask for Putin to stop. And of course, that hasn't happened. So it's really difficult to imagine how those people will accept being under that spiritual guidance, depending on how the war unfolds. So I do think we're going to see a change landscape and some kind of division as a result of this war.
Would it be hard for the Orthodox Church of Ukraine to go out on its own?
No, I don't think so, because there are, in the Orthodox Church, we don't really have a Pope-like figure or a Vatican. We're connected through a series of independently governed churches, and we do have a ecumenical patriarch in Constantinople or present-day Istanbul. He's kind of like an honor. He has a primacy of honor. And it really depends on those other churches. And I think given what's happening here, it's hard to imagine that they won't accept an independent Ukrainian Orthodox Church. One already exists, right? So one already kind of exists. And it's probable, actually, that these other churches will continue to recognize an independent Ukrainian Orthodox Church, and seeing the impossibility of Ukrainian Christians, Orthodox Christians, being under the spiritual guidance of someone who's actually supporting this invasion.
Well, thank you for talking to us. We appreciate it. Aristotle is Papanikolaou's co-founding director of the Orthodox Christian Studies Center at Fordham University.